Hello there, ladies and gentlemen, slide riders and penguin lovers. My name is Jared, and with me are Faith, Joy, and Hope. Say hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Ha.
Do you like to push?
I do.
Me too.
Everyone,
do you like
likes
slide?
To push. Give it a little push down the hill, huh?
Do you like slide?
I like to slide, Joy.
More like downline. I slide.
Even better.
Yeah. Even better than push.
We will be your hosts for the episode. We are honored and grateful that you've joined us at our table. Today, we're at the kids' table, where we will be looking at Push Push Penguin, designed by Christopher Ryan Chan, David Gordon I, and Tam. Artwork created by Christopher Ryan Chan and published by Wacky Wizard Games, the child line of Wise Wizard Games.
Push Push Penguin is a 2-6 player dice roll and move game where players are penguins racing down the ice slopes toward the ocean, grabbing yummy fish snacks along the way and pushing each other along as they bump into one another. Unfortunately, there is a hungry orca headed for the exact spot where they are going to land, at the bottom of the slope. Winning the race is still important, of course, but logic and basic survival skills deduced finishing second, allowing the first to get eaten by the orca, is the true winning position. Let's discuss Push Push Penguin.
All right, girls. How are we doing today?
Good.
Are we excited to talk about Push Push Penguin?
Yeah.
Great. Well, as always, I have a question for you as we start. You might say it's an icebreaker. What is your favorite slide that you've ever been on? Joy, go ahead.
If you've ever been to the ice.
Like, down at Opryland Hotel?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
I like the big ice slide.
Nice.
That's
that is pretty fun.
That's the funnest slide ever.
Yeah.
It's just like the slide in this game. It's just not twirly.
And there's no orca waiting to eat you at the bottom.
Yeah. But there is carpet.
True. What about you, Faith? What's your favorite slide in the entire world?
I would definitely agree with Joy. That ice slide was very good. They did a very good job this year. There were two different heights of slides. One was like a medium height, one was a tiny height, and one was like a really tall height. And me and one of my friends got to go down the really, really tall one at the exact same time.
Do you like that one better than the water slide that you go on when we go to the wave pool?
The really, really tall one?
Mm-hmm.
That's like really, really... Are you talking about the dark blue one or the light blue one? Because the light blue one,
one you like better.
Because I'd say the light blue one is great. That's like the best one ever. That one and the ice slide would definitely tie for first.
Whoa.
But I would definitely put the blue one somewhere down low because I always come out with a very hurting back because it's so bumpy.
It is bumpy.
And it's got like ridges apparently, so it goes bump, bump, bump all over my back and it hurts.
Bummer.
So it'd definitely be at the bottom.
Hope, do you have a favorite slide that you like to go down?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
There's a water slide that I had on my birthday that I really, really liked.
Ooh, your slip and slide.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's a good idea. Hope I like that. I would say, for me, I don't know, I'm trying to think, because there have been some fun slides that I've gone down at different water parks. Like, we have a water park here in Nashville called Nashville Shores that has some pretty cool water slides.
You haven't taken us there
You're
yet.
You're not ready yet.
I want to go to Nashville Shores.
We will soon, because it's a lot of fun. But I want to make sure that you would enjoy the slides before I take you there, you know? But I would also have to say, what was the other one I was going to say? You know what I was going to say? Here's the other thing I was going to say. I really enjoy the slides at that pumpkin patch that we go to.
Oh, yeah.
where you go down those really long tube slides.
Oh, yeah.
Those are pretty fun.
One time, when I was walking up the hill, I fell and slipped.
Whoa. You went on your own slide.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about how to play Push Push Penguin. So there are... you get a few things when you first get this game going. Each player is going to get a cup. Each player is going to get a couple of dice. And each player is going to get a little cardboard circle that says yes or no and one fish. Just so you're aware of it now,
the fish
lets you re-roll dice. Thank you, Hope. That's correct. At the start
re-roll
of the game.
Dice or add the dice together.
That is so true. Thank you.
If you get low numbers.
You also put a penguin standee on the board. The board has a little, I don't know how else to describe it, other than it's like a Candyland or a Chutes and Ladders kind of map to it. But you basically have spaces that you go down the little slide as you're heading towards the ocean.
There are also shortcuts, actually.
Hold on. We're going to get there. There's opportunities on this board to be able to collect more fish. There's also, as Faith was describing, various points where you might hit a shortcut if you were to land on it and you would skip some spaces. And then, of course, there's also the orca that's making its way from the ocean towards the very bottom of the ice slide where our penguins are going to find themselves at some point during the game. Now, on each turn, all the players simultaneously are going to roll their dice behind the cup, doing it secretly, and then using the cup to cover their choice. There's going to be one slot on the cardboard that's going to be under the cup that's a go spot for one of your dice, and there's going to be one spot for a no spot. The go spot is the number of spaces that you're going to be moving. And this game has that very interesting twist where you want to make your way down the slide as quickly as possible, but...
you want to be in second place.
That's right, because...
the first person gets eaten by the orca.
And we don't want to get eaten.
Yeah.
That's no good. And we also don't want to be in last place because we're competitive.
Yes, we are.
So once everybody has resolved their movement, and there's a couple things that can happen. As movement is being resolved, if you land on a space with another penguin, you push them forward.
If you land on a space and that's your in space, though, if you don't, not if you like... not like during your movement and you land on another penguin, just skip over. It's fine.
That's right. Very good.
At the very end, though, you push.
And it might get kind of crazy because you might push a penguin into a slidey secret passage place.
It might get really crazy.
Or you
might push a penguin and that penguin's one space away from the orca and then he dies and you win.
That's also possible. There are so many possibilities in this little game.
And it gets very crazy.
There's also the opportunity to have other things happen on certain spaces, but so that's basically the gist. So once everybody's moved their penguin, then we roll the orca die to determine how quickly the orca is moving towards us. And play will continue like this until eventually somebody is eaten, and then second place will cheer victorious and win the game.
Two-player games have different rules.
Go ahead, into the mic.
There's also a possibility that you won't get eaten.
Oh, that is so true. Tell us about that, Joy.
So, there's a seal die. If you land on a seal, then you roll the seal die.
Right.
If you land on the seal when you're about to get eaten, when you...
you got it.
About to get eaten, you roll the seal die. And if you roll the orca piece that has the orca tail... with a number one on it, then you are saved and you go to the back of the penguins. But if you land on the seal, then if you the orca
anything
piece,
else, it's it.
Yeah, if you roll the orca piece, then the orca moves one. And so I just wanted to get that in.
No, that's a good call, Joy. Thank you.
There are different rules to a two-player game.
Okay.
Than to a three or more player game.
Tell us about it. Just the differences.
So the difference is in a two-player game, you start out normal, you set up normal, but this time you have a waddle boat. A waddle boat is sort of a dummy penguin.
Okay.
And players roll their own penguin dice, but before all dice are revealed, you have to roll your waddle boat's die. Whatever that one is, you don't place it on no or go, because it only has one die. So
that's just what it is.
That is what it is, yep. And it takes turn going clockwise, same time, and the waddle boat takes its turn after the player.
So, Faith, it sounds to me like it's just a third.
It's just a third person. Yeah, it's like a bot. And I think that's all you need to know, honestly.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, girls, for helping me get through that teach. So now let's talk about this game. Hope, I have a question for you. What is your favorite game piece in this game?
Characters. Because they push.
You like pushing the other penguins?
Yeah.
Nice. Joy?
Yes?
What was a moment in this game where you were like, oh, this is a good game? Or maybe you didn't have that moment. I don't know. I'm curious.
I had that moment because one time Daddy was one step away from the orca. And I was right behind him. And I rolled the orca die. And it moved one. And it killed Daddy.
And that's what you liked about the game? Oh my goodness!
It's the first time I had ever won that entire game.
That's so true.
So that was when I noticed all the rules and everything. That's when I noticed how fun that game was.
Nice. Faith, could you give some tips about different strategies that you've found playing this game?
I have found that if you're the lead penguin, you want to get really low numbers. And if you're like way in the back, you want to get really high numbers.
Yeah, because the whole point is to get second place, right?
Mm-hmm. But try to get really low numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Not at first. At first, it's okay to get big numbers. But when you're like nearing the end of the slide, it's good for you as the lead penguin, if you are, to get smaller numbers. So you can like move back to the end of the line.
Hope, did you find it difficult to figure out that you want to be in second place instead of first place?
Yeah. Normally, I just win games. But this time it's a little trickier to figure out the right timing to be in second place at the end of the game.
What about you, Joy and Faith? Was it difficult trying to figure out that timing?
Yes, very difficult because, as Hope said, I'm used to just being first and winning. But in this game, it was a little more difficult because you have to be second place. But I like how they put the rules, how it's like the orca actually eats the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually really enjoyed that too. I always enjoy games where you're not just supposed to blast to the front and be first, because then you have a little bit more thinking through your different choices of what you're going to do with the dice that you rolled. Do I jump out to an early lead? Do I hang back? Because there's advantages to both, right?
Yeah, and it kind of makes the game more difficult.
It does, yeah, and it gives you more strategy to decide.
Yeah.
Faith, do you like hanging back at first and kind of waiting to see what everybody does, or do you choose to rush out in front if you have the chance?
I like to hang back.
Okay, tell me more about that.
I like to hang back, but then when I'm like, oh, look, this person's about to win, and I'm like, oh, no, and then I'm like, I roll a six, and I roll like a six, and I'm like, oh, yay, put that on go, and I'm second place.
Nice.
Something like that, so I like it. I like rushing ahead at the last second.
Do you girls have any memories of specific moments in this game that were crazy?
The first time I won.
I know, when Dad died, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Can you think of any other times?
Actually, last time we played this game, I was at first, I was in the back of the line. I hung back a lot. Then I was second, and then Mom was the back of the line. And so I just, like Faith, I like being at the back of the line and going up at the last second, but that was really funny when Mom and me just kept switching back. So I was in the back, and then Mom was in the back, and then I was in the back, and then Mom was in the back.
And
then
back
I was
and
the
forth.
Back, in the back, and then Mom won.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Yeah, very crazy.
Hope, can you think of one?
When I beat Dad.
How did you beat Dad?
I think I pushed.
You pushed me?
Yeah.
I do remember that.
Yeah, it was the first game, and Hobie was...
able to push me into the court.
Yeah, Hobie was third place. And no, Hobie was second place, but she was like one space away from you.
Yep.
And she ended two, so she went 1-2 and went bop,
yeah.
And you went...
What a stinker. I really like, so there's a spot early on in the game where you can push someone and they slide down a slope, and then you can bump them into another penguin and that penguin slides down a slope. And seeing that for the first time was really funny. And seeing them like move ahead really far was kind of a fun piece. So I remember that.
Last game, Faith was one ahead from me, and we were just in line, and Faith bumped me, I bumped Mom, Mom bumped Dad, and Hope went into the orca.
What about you, Faith? Can you think of one?
One what?
A moment in this game that you remember.
I remember we were at the very start of the game. I'd played the game for the first time. And we were all running down as fast as we could. And then I was second place. And I went bump right in. No, I was like, I think I was like, I was third. And my space was two. So I went one. I think I jumped over Joy and went bump into you.
Nice.
I have one question.
Okay.
Before we get off from this subject. How did you like, you're probably going to ask one of these as well, but how did you like the faces?
Oh, the faces are awesome.
Yeah, it's like one person's very happy, one person's scared, one person's thinking, one person's screaming, one person's angry.
Could you tell us the
and
colors?
And one's just happy to be there.
Yeah.
I thought it was just funny.
Yeah, it is funny. Do you guys like the artwork?
Yeah, that was my question. How did you like the artwork?
Yeah.
I think it's very playful.
Yeah.
And I love the contrast between how playful it is and then a penguin getting eaten at the end.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny.
Yep. All right.
I like how the top of the game actually like goes with the faces.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's like the blue one is pushing the purple one onto the ice.
What is your favorite face?
The one that's just like happy to be there.
The pink one. That
I like
funny.
The blue one that's just scheming a plan.
He's like, I'm grumpy, but look, there we go. Oh, I can push yellow into the orca. And then
sneaky.
I win. I like them all. I really like the gray one, though, because he's like,
nice.
I can't win with the back of the eye. Humph, humph.
Or he's getting eaten.
He's getting eaten, yeah.
Hope, which one's your favorite?
Mine's the green one, because it's kind of like, it's just happy.
Yeah,
nice.
It's just like thinking. No, it's thinking.
True. It's true. Hope.
Yes?
If you had to rate the difficulty of this game, would you say it's more like a baby penguin's first wobble or a master penguin surfer?
I think it would be the baby one.
The baby one was pretty easy to learn. It's pretty fun, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
An adult who is unexperienced, but is still able to figure it out.
An inexperienced adult. Okay. Like a child.
My answer
child,
is a teen.
Teenager,
a teen.
Child, teen. Teenager.
I think little kids can learn this. Hope's learned this.
Yeah.
Okay. A baby penguin's first waddle.
Baby penguin's first waddle.
Okay. Is there anything that you don't like about this game?
No.
Well, I don't like you getting eaten by the orca.
I don't know. You sounded pretty happy about it.
I don't like getting eaten by the orca.
You don't like getting... Oh, you're saying you don't like getting eaten by the orca. Not yeah. You're okay if I get eaten by the orca. Okay, I got it.
The only thing I don't like about the game is that there are seals placed among the board. And I think there should be some more on the ice, because seals mostly live in the ocean. They don't really live on land.
Okay. Well,
so I think there should be some more in the ocean.
I'm very sorry that the game is not accurate. All right, Hope, what about you? Is there anything that you don't like about the game?
I get eaten by the orca, but it's pretty funny when Daddy gets eaten by the orca.
Okay. We love when Dad gets eaten by the orca,
but
nobody
does everybody else love when Dad gets eaten? I love when you get eaten, too. Me, too.
How dare you?
Me, too.
Oh.
You get eaten, too.
All right, all right, all right. All right. So, with that, let's rate this game.
Okay.
We all know how to do this. Two thumbs up, one thumb up, sideways thumb, one thumb down, or two thumbs down.
Or two sideways thumbs.
Hope.
Or 300.
Okay. All right. We have two thumbs. That's it. Hope, what do you score this game?
Two thumbs up.
Nice.
I agree.
Okay. Faith?
One thumb up.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm going to give this game one thumb up as well. Actually, no, I'm going to give it two thumbs up because I think that this game is very fun for its age group. It does a good job of being quick, simple, fast, but also giving the players some choice as they're working their way down the ice slide. And it's just silly fun. And so I really think this is a good one. Well, girls, thank you so much for helping me out today. And thank you to all of our listeners for listening.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you very much. If you have feedback or want to give us your thoughts on the game, we would love to hear from you. Links to our socials are in the description. If you don't like socials, I get it because I have no idea what socials are.
Perfect.
Check out our website at thegametablepodcast.com or shoot us an email at thegametablepodcast@gmail.com or find us on BoardGameGeek. All these links are also in the description. 5-star reviews, subscribing in your podcast player of choice, following us on socials, if that's your thing, and joining the conversation on Discord. These heroic actions are immensely helpful in growing this podcast. Special thanks to Ashley McCaffrey for our cover art, to Anna Snyder, my mama, who made the intro and outro music, and to Alexi Cheslin for the How to Play background music. Join us next week as Ian, Jared, and Anna do a week of all play games. In the meantime, may your dice rolls and your card draws be blessed, and your experiences at the table be ones to remember forever.
Bye, penguins.
Waddle, waddle, waddle.
Make sure to push.
Definitely make sure to push.
And down a slide. Well, yeah, that's the funnest thing ever.
And make your dad get eaten by a penguin.
Nom, nom,
yeah,
nom.
Yeah, that's fun.
Wait, eaten by a penguin?